I'm Vicki Merrick. The local food report's up now with Ali Burlow. Today's Thanksgiving, and while this report is not about Thanksgiving per se, it is a day when we often remember those who first helped forge our memories in the kitchen. And this time, Ali talks with a man about his grandmother's legacy.
Ken Tron is known around the vineyard as the egg roll lady because of the food she cooked and sold at the West Tisbury Farmers Market for 20 or so years. She was a Vietnamese immigrant who first worked as a nanny and a cook for a family on the island, and from there, she became a chef and built up her own business.
She learned from another man named Jap, and he's also Vietnamese, but he's trained in French cooking.
That's An Ho, one of Ken's grandchildren. An grew up on the vineyard, and now he's cooking in his grandmother's commercial kitchen. That's where we met up. He was making meringues.
Oh, she loves making this.
Meringues were always on Ken's table at the farmer's market, along with the blueberry tarts that she learned from Jap.
Meringues is egg whites and sugar. But the tricky part is the keeping everything clean, keeping all the oil off of your equipment.
If you get any oil on the equipment or even a speck of egg yolk in the whites, you won't get those soft peaks. An's grandmother passed away in the fall of 2017. She was 80 years old. Though An may have inherited her legacy in food and cooking, it didn't always seem like it would go that way.
She just doesn't want any of her grandkids to cook. She always told me not to. She was a bit upset when I went to culinary school. But after the first year when I came back, she saw how much I liked it. It kind of eased up on her, and she started to teach me how to cook.
An went to Johnson & Wales, and that's where he fell in love with baking bread.
I was instructed to go get a couple of baguettes for one of the dishes. And I walked in, I heard the crackling of it. I saw the five scores on the loaf, and that was it. I did not care about cooking anymore.
All he wanted to do was bake. But about 5 or 6 years ago, when his grandmother Ken started slowing down, An left his job as a professional bread baker to come home and help out. Like any chef, Ken had never relied on recipes or measurements beyond what she already knew from her sense of touch, taste, sight, and smell.
Towards the end, I started cooking with her. I would take a certain vessel, the container, whatever she's trying to use, I put it on a scale and I zero it. So whatever she takes from it, I know exactly how much she used.
Right.
And then from there, we dial it in. How much salt, how much pepper, this and that. Over the course of 2-3 years.
An warms up the sugar just a little bit in the oven, because when you make meringue, nothing should be too cold.
Oh, and you have to use the finest sugar you can find, like the coarseness. If it's too coarse, your meringue will have little bubbles on it.
You can hear that An often talks about his grandmother Ken in the present tense. It's like they're in the kitchen, still cooking together. So I'm guessing Ken wouldn't approve of any meringue that didn't look perfect either.
It's so weird. A lot of things that I thought I wasn't going to be doing, I end up becoming my grandmother slowly.
An sifts the sugar before mixing it slowly into the egg whites. And all those leftover egg yolks?
So we make ice cream with the yolks. And when you can put the ice cream, and then you can put the meringues on the ice cream, and that's really good.
Scoops and piles of silky, goopy meringue get spooned into a pastry bag, and then An pipes out rosettes that'll bake in a low oven. I wondered, and I asked An what it feels like for him to hold up his grandmother's legacy when he goes to the farmer's market.
After like a long night of prepping and everything, I go to the market. People tell all these stories about her and how much, like all these people are smiling because they enjoy the food we make. It puts you back in a good place.
If I could keep doing this and bargain for more stories about my grandmother, I'd be happy too.
But in the back of my head, I always dream of running away and working for a bakery somewhere.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Ali Burlow.
We've got some photos and a short video of An making meringues. If you want to check that out, go to our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, at Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.